The three newly marked sites are in Milton, Hokesson, and Georgetown. State archivist Stephen Mars says the public suggests these places to mark, and the public archives researches their stories. Most of the time, he says, the sites that get nominated will make the cut.
Delaware is the first state. It's a very historic state, and because of that, there's a lot of areas that have historical importance and significance as we've outlined the history of this state and as we still continue to make historic inroads.
The new sites will include Tweed's Tavern, a popular place of rest dating to the 1700s, the historic home of Milton's Holly Wreath Man, Charles G. Jones, and one of the last remaining DuPont schools, which opened in the early 1900s for Delaware's African-American youth. In her research on the Richard Allen Elementary School, Marker Program Coordinator Sarah Dennison says she heard from many former students who'd gone on to be community leaders.
You have not only a historic site, but it produced a lot of really influential people who then came back and contributed to Delaware.
Some of those people are expected at the ceremony to unveil the marker next Friday morning at 11 a.m. in Georgetown. Annie Ropeek, Delaware Public Media.